pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Claire.
And Kieran with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
As Queensland's housing crisis worsens, there is a push for Pinkenba's unused COVID quarantine facility to be converted into emergency housing for the homeless. This renewed interest comes after approximately 50 people were relocated from Musgrave Park into temporary accommodation on Thursday and Friday last week to allow an upcoming festival to proceed. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner announced that $1 million of Council's budget will go towards repurposing the facility as an emergency shelter, including adding laundry facilities. The federal government hasn't received any proposal from the Queensland government, which is working with groups including the Salvation Army.
And the Queensland government has announced an expansion to its Hold the Red radar initiative, which uses technology to detect vehicles about to run a red light. The system delays the change of the opposite green light for 2 seconds when necessary, aiming to prevent collisions with the speeding vehicle. Evaluation of the radars installed in 2018 at 5 Brisbane intersections indicated that crashes caused by running red lights may be reduced by up to a third. Transport Minister Mark Bailey said that this technology will be added to 15 more intersections with poor safety records by mid-2024.
The Pharmacy Guild of Australia has been under fire as they continue their scare campaign against the Albanese government of causing widespread medicine shortages, following a decision to change the PBS to allow for twice as much medicine to be dispensed per prescription. Local pharmacies had been handing customers pamphlets claiming that the changes will cause medicine to run out, and have since moved to robocalling and texts that claim, quote, essential medicine is running out and may not be available at your pharmacy, end quote. The changes are intended to ease the financial burden of buying medicine for over 320 different products, including chronic conditions including diabetes and heart disease.
And Australians are avoiding meat by consuming more mushrooms than ever before. Interest in diet diversity, the increased cost of living, and looking to reduce greenhouse gas emissions have all been cited as reasons for making the switch. Australians are eating reportedly 70,000 tonnes of mushrooms per year. This is an increase from the 65,000 tonnes that were reported in 2013. The industry is expected to be valued at $368 million. Many fungi offer similar flavours and textures to meat, making them an excellent replacement option. Recent studies also find them to have unique health benefits. Senior research scientist from the CSIRO, Naomi Kokoschke, said that, quote, there is an emerging body of research to suggest that consuming mushrooms may be associated with good brain health, end quote.
Cyclone Mocha has flooded Myanmar's port city, sparing major refugee camps in neighbouring Bangladesh. Winds of up to 210 kilometres per hour ripped away tin roofs and brought down a communication tower in the capital of Rakhine State. About 400,000 people in Bangladesh and Myanmar were evacuated as authorities and aid agencies rushed to prevent widespread casualties. Mohammed Shamsud Duza, a Bangladesh government official in charge of refugees, says it was lucky that millions of Rohingya refugees could escape the storm. Refugees hunkered down in the densely populated camps in Cox's Bazar in the country's southeast. The World Food Programme has been preparing food and relief supplies to help the homeless refugees.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is slightly damp, but it has potential. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more, but in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.